This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you still want to weigh in on the Brexit, the supposedly inevitable exit of Great Britain from the EU, presuming the politicians don't stand in the way of the will of the voters in this case.
You mean like Lincoln did?
You're certainly still welcome to comment here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Joining you in our studio tonight in Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And Melanie, you wanted to discuss this sit-in, which we actually, I don't think has been talked about yet here on Free Talk Live, this so-called sit-in happening in Washington, D.C., in what, the House of Representatives? Where is this going on, or was it going on? Because I guess it's over at this point.
Yeah, it ended yesterday. It was in the House.
Yeah. So what was this about, gun control?
It was, they wanted to make it so that if, well, and according to the Democrats, they weren't allowed to vote on it. They wanted to make it so that if you're on the no-fly list, you can't buy a gun. The no-fly list...
Sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, before that, Democrats were against the no-fly list because, I don't know, probable cause?
Because George Bush, right?
You know?
Well, they weren't against the no-fly list when Barack Obama took over.
Yeah, they weren't as loud about it, but the no-fly list is, you know, it's a conviction, essentially, of someone.
Right, you can't get off that list, can you?
Without court. I mean, it's you're sentencing them to not be able to fly.
Correct.
Yeah, it's completely without due process or any process of any kind. They don't even inform you that you're on it until you pay for a ticket, go through security, and show up at the airport.
Right.
2 hours early.
And there's no way to appeal it.
No, and completely, you can't fly anymore. The only thing that they were, I don't even want to call it a concession, but if you got on the no-fly list, if you're a U.S. citizen and you got on the no-fly list after visiting another country and you're trying to come back, they were allowing some of those people to come back after, like, extensive, and I mean, you're already gone through TSA, so...
So they'll let you come back one time, and then you can't fly anymore.
Yeah, but then you still had to go through, like, all kinds of ridiculous amounts of paperwork and then hardcore security, which it's already the TSA, so they're probably doing heinous things to people to let them back home one more time.
We'll let you fly, but you've got to put a bag over your head, and it'd be in handcuffs the whole time.
Ball gag.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Democrats were doing what they referred to as a sit-in, which is just completely ridiculous to me because... You usually do protests to protest the government, but if you are the government, they're literally, like, sitting down on the floor at the place where they worked at, and they had, like, catered meals and stuff.
Yeah, I did hear about the catered meals.
It's a nice sit-in.
Yeah, it's nicer than where, like, I've ever lived. So you just, like,
right, if you were to go and sit in an office of some legislator, which is the classic sit-in, right?
That would be a sit-in. Like,
correct.
One of us did it because none of us are government agents, but the government agents protesting their own branch of government. I mean, it's literally people going to work and being like, I'm going to sit on the floor today. Like,
well,
okay.
I mean, I can respect the idea of trying to gum up the works of the state in order to get attention for...
What are the gum up the works, though? What did they stop?
But they are the works.
Did they stop anything?
Not that I can tell. I mean, basically,
were they sitting in
they sat in long
session?
Enough to, you know, like, you know, the next day of work or something.
Okay.
They lost some sleep, perhaps.
So they weren't, like, interrupting some sort of process or whatever?
No, they just, whenever it was over, they just went and sat on the floor.
So they had their day of work, and then they just sat for the night or something like that?
Yeah, there's some pictures of them there in the evening with their catered meals and stuff.
And then they had, like, breaks and stuff. It was completely ridiculous.
No,
did they all go on break at the same time, or?
No, I don't think
so. That I don't know. It didn't say.
Because if you're going to have a sit-in, you
somebody's got to be there, right?
Right. Sitting? Yeah, you've got to continue the sit-in.
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to have to pee, so you don't want everyone to get up at the same time and go take a bathroom break or a
bathroom breaks, I understand.
Because the Republicans
like,
might swoop in and then sit in your spot. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and one thing's for sure, it's unlikely that you would be allowed, if you were sitting in a congressional office, you're likely not going to be allowed to have Chipotle brought in or whatever it was they had. Right. I didn't see. I saw the headline. You won't believe what restaurant, you know, the clickbait headline.
I saw the. I don't like to click on clickbait, but I saw the pictures of the food.
What was it?
Really nice. I don't know.
It
was in those like silver trays with the heated thing at the bottom.
Oh, wow. That's really catered.
No, they had catered food at their dinner.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to bring a McDonald's bag into, you know, some other office that
who
you were
for the catering?
Good question.
Probably not them.
Well, I know that the Senate has its own dining hall. I would imagine that the House has something like that. Probably not as nice as the Senate, simply because there's 435 of them, and they're the riffraff. But nonetheless, I wonder whether this was taxpayer-paid catering.
So just to be clear, you're saying these were Democrats who were engaged in the sit-in. They were sitting in this place to protest the prevention of the no-fly list from being used to include...
They wanted people, if you're on the no-fly list, to not be able to buy a gun.
To not be able to buy a gun. Okay, got it. And that's apparently not going to happen. So, or has that been voted on, or what?
It has not been voted on.
They did not bring it to a vote.
They're wanting to vote on it, and obviously wanting to pass it. Even if it was passed, that's like... I would expect it to be struck down the first time it was challenged, so you're not really accomplishing...
On what basis would it be struck down?
The Second Amendment, due process, 14th Amendment.
Okay.
I can't just say...
They screwed the Second Amendment.
Has anyone been brought up on the no-fly list? Has anyone brought the no-fly list to court yet? Because I know that they're just very touchy about it. How do you... You have to sue the federal government for having been on it in the first place, and then likely once they let you off, you're like, you don't want to pursue it anymore.
I haven't really followed any of the cases for individuals. There's no set process to get off, so it would be really difficult to accomplish that.
From what I can tell, in a free country, you should not be disallowed from doing something simply because you're suspected of something by the government. There are either... suspected terrorists, in which case let's charge them, let's bring them to trial, let's find them guilty or innocent, and let's punish them in whatever way you're going to punish them. That would be the American way as I understand it. This idea that we want some list of some people that shouldn't be able to get on a plane, that's ridiculous.
It's a second-class citizen.
If you want the government wants to inform an airline that says, hey, look, you know, this person's shifty, this is the evidence, whatever, maybe you don't want to let them on... I would probably have a problem with it, but that's not what they're doing.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. So what more did you want to tell us about the protest?
I mainly thought it was just silly and obnoxious, but then also the ACLU, who is really not known for their... I try not to talk bad about them since they started representing Snowden, but they're not known for their gun rights support by any means. The ACLU put out an article talking about how horrible it was to prohibit people from buying guns on the basis of their being listed on the no-fly list because there's no due process of any kind. And they even stuck in like an anti-gun like sentence in there. But they're like, but you know, as long as you know we have guns. The ACLU, who's kind of leftist, is against this. So it's
wow.
I found that kind of amazing.
So the ACLU is different in New Hampshire than some of the rest of the ACLU?
Well, there's the national ACLU, and then a lot of regions or states have the ACLU New Hampshire or whatever.
Here it's the NHCLU, the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union. And more often than not, they are right on issues of freedom here in New Hampshire. Yeah, they still lean left a little bit, but for the most part, I think the ACLU in New Hampshire is one of the most valuable activist organizations, legal activist organizations out there that I've seen. And that's not just because they invited me to their dinner last year, which was nice. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. As you may know, they backed the Robin Hooders here in Keene, and that was one of the reasons why we got the invite, which was super cool. All right, so you can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on the sit-in in Congress. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of New Biotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-981-5276. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. New Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of New Biotics away for free. 1-800-981-5276. That's 1-800-981-5276. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-981-5276.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to learn more about what's happening here in New Hampshire, we're talking about New Hampshire secession. There are a lot of people here in New Hampshire who support the idea of independence. Lots of liberty-minded folks, libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists who are moving here. And some of them are moving for the Shire Society at shiresociety.com. But if you want to get 101 reasons why liberty lives in New Hampshire, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. It's an hour-long documentary film I had the honor of being co-producer for. And it actually, it was apparently a few months ago. I didn't notice it happen. But the movie has crossed over 100,000 views on YouTube.
Sweet.
In, what, maybe not even quite 2 years since it was released, because I think it came out in November of 2014. So kudos to the crew over there at the 101 Reasons Film. 101reasonsfilm.com. It's at like 108,000 views on YouTube. If you haven't seen it yet and you love the ideas of liberty, you really owe it to yourself to check out what's going on here in New Hampshire.
Do you have the commercial on, the YouTube commercial on in the front of it?
Oh, what commercial?
There's a commercial on some YouTube videos that you can either turn on and off as the provider of the video.
Oh, I don't know. It's not on my channel.
Oh, it's not on your channel. I'm just wondering, what do you get for 100,000 views? $1.50?
Yeah, probably not that much. Maybe a little bit more than $1.50.
$10.50?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe not that much.
It's not going to put much food on your table, that's for sure. But that's not why we do activism. We do it because it matters to us, and we want to see a more free future for us and future generations. So go and learn more at 101reasonsfilm.com. The Congress people in Washington, D.C., sitting on the floor, it appeared at least by some of the photos that I had seen, purportedly in a protest over them wanting gun convicts to be added to the no-fly list?
No, it's people.
Well, no, they wanted that if you're on the no-fly list, then you can't buy a gun. That's what they wanted.
Oh, if you're on the no-fly list, you can't buy a gun. Gotcha. Well, they probably want the reverse eventually, too. Anyway,
they want nobody to be able to buy a gun, honestly, but they won't say that.
Yeah.
This is one of the things that I see on Facebook all the time is, nobody wants your guns, for God's sakes. All we want is reasonable gun control.
Reasonable gun control is when you go to the range once a month.
Well, reasonable gun control to them is we don't like rifles that are black, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. Black rifles matter, right? So, you know, they want to ban the AR-15 because of the Orlando shooting, when the AR-15 was not the gun used in the Orlando shooting. This is reasonable gun control? Should we ban the weapons that are used? It's ridiculous. They're after assault rifles. Assault rifles are used in far less than a third of the gun shootings in America. That's what they want to go after? It doesn't make any sense.
Nope. And you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
What makes sense is if you just want to go after all guns. Look, guns are devices made to kill people. Let's not kill people. That makes at least some amount of sense to me. This reasonable gun control argument that they make, that's just them trying to slip the foot through the door. And the foot's in the door. It's them trying to slip the leg into the door at this point. And, I for one preferred not to be lied to. Thanks very much. You're treating me like a fool. Okay, if you want to get rid of guns, I'll give you a plan of action. We've got a set of rules in the United States. It's called the Constitution. The Second Amendment to that Constitution is the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Go ahead, repeal that thing. Have a nice time. You'll spend the rest of your life and never get it done. Repeal that thing, and then you can enact all the laws you want. Until then, every gun law that infringes on a person's right to keep and bear arms,
which is about every gun law, and there's thousands of them.
Right. Every one of those is unconstitutional, invalid to my mind, and should be repealed. I support the NRA and all these people that want to repeal those things because that's the rules to the game. You don't like the game?
I don't think the NRA wants to repeal those things. It's my understanding the NRA supports the enforcement of the 20,000 gun laws that are on the federal books.
Again, that's just stuff.
That's why the NRA is the worst of all the gun organizations.
That's what the other gun organizations say, and the NRA says
that's what gun people say.
They say that. The same reason the Democrats will say we want reasonable gun control. What the NRA wants to do is it wants to roll back the laws it wants to roll back. And it wants
sounds like almost none of them. If the NRA is saying keep 20,000 rules,
I've seen plenty of people who are principled gun, parts of principled gun organizations that are not out there trying to get convicted felons to be able to carry guns. I mean,
well, then they're not principled.
Well, do you think that people who
I'm not saying they should try to get convicted felons to carry guns, but they should be allowed. A principled gun organization should be advocating for the rights of felons just like everybody else. Just because you've had a felony doesn't mean you have your rights stripped from you, in my opinion.
As a felon, I really appreciate that. Let me ask you this. Do you think somebody who is suffering from schizophrenia should automatically be incarcerated?
No.
Do you think that person should be allowed to have a gun?
I don't think I should be in control of whether people have or don't have.
Actually, I think you have been.
Well, yeah, when that person was on my property.
There you go.
But outside of my property, it's none of my business.
No? Okay. I mean, people who are schizophrenic can shoot into your property.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'd rather take my chances, Mark, than have some sort of government around to try to prevent people from having guns who they don't think it's okay. I understand it's scary that crazy people have guns, but to me, I'm more scared of the government that has guns, because they're the ones who have been using guns and bombs and other devices to murder millions of innocent people over the last 100 years.
Right.
They're the ones who are the killers.
That's the question you have to ask yourself, is the bureaucracy that will attempt to enforce this worth it? Or
no.
Do you just want to shoot the schizophrenics with guns?
I don't want either one of those things.
Well, ultimately, that's what's going to have to happen.
Well, somebody, not every schizophrenic is going to shoot you.
No, no, no. I said schizophrenics with guns.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Schizophrenics with guns are a threat. Mostly.
Not necessarily. If the government's saying you can't have, first of all, they're not going to limit schizophrenia. They're going to use the mental illness thing that they do now.
Sure.
And they're not going to individually evaluate people like, oh, you have bouts of just complete hallucinations and you just, you know, have slight depression. So we're going to treat you differently. They're just going to say if you've ever, you know, been diagnosed with anything ever, you can't have a gun, which is actually law in a lot of places on the books now, and people just lie because there's no record of it, and that's fine. But I don't trust the government to take anything, but especially guns, away from people. I mean, in my opinion, that's the most important legal right you have, is to be able to defend yourself.
Yeah, before you know it, they'll say, oh, well, like you said, all mental illness, well, then that includes oppositional defiance disorder, which would likely mean that all of us would qualify for.
Yeah, I read the, not the AMA, but the, what is it, the DVSM on that. And basically, if you're an anarchist, you're that.
You qualify.
Yeah. Or even if you're not, even like minarchists, or even like some people who just like kind of don't like the government. Like.
So if you want to join us, you can also certainly comment on secession if you want. On the way here tonight, we had a story about this lady letting people feel her up, but we're going to hold off on that one. And instead, there's some ridiculous news about the Libertarian Party's presidential candidates. Yes, Gary Johnson and William Weld. You know,
For some good news.
I actually had a story. I've got a good news story about Gary Johnson. But unfortunately, it will be overshadowed pretty severely by what happened on CNN, apparently, earlier this week.
But is it more ridiculous than what the GOP candidates have done?
This is pretty bad. We'll share it with you here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right now, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. What sort of dumb stuff did Gary Johnson and William Weld say in the CNN discussion recently, the town hall event? It sounds really bad. I'm afraid to watch this thing based on some of the quotes that we're about to share with you. And one of them actually ties into the discussion we were just having about gun control. And you're welcome to join us with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get into that. But first, Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, check out freedomsphoenix.com. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we go to Bob in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Hello, Bob.
Hey, hey, guys. Wanted to tell you that the government is finding interesting ways of keeping guns out of people's hands. I belong to a couple of veterans groups, and one of them has told me that the government is, if you go in and you can't handle your financial affairs, they claim that that proves that you can't own a gun. They'll take your guns away if they give you a financial advisor. So,
okay.
I don't know the connection, but the government
is this a California thing? State of California?
This is the VA. This is the
VA. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah.
Wow.
That kind of hot, but I wanted to. The other day, I didn't have time to call you, and you were having a discussion about protests and what people could do to bring the matter to a head. And one of the things that I find upsetting with protesters is they protest everything.
By definition, protesters protest a variety of things.
What I mean is that even today, hands up, don't shoot is a rallying cry. And yet that's pretty much been proven incorrect, wrong, lies, whatever you want to call it.
You're referring to the shooting of the gentleman in
Missouri.
What was it?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Michael
Ferguson.
Something.
Ferguson. That's what it was.
Right. So,
Bob, it's a little hard to understand you. I gotta let you know. You're gonna have to back off your phone or something
Like that. There's some overmodulation.
Yeah, it's
I
hard.
Think that the hands up, don't shoot. For whatever reason, that guy, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now.
Michael somebody.
Yeah, something like that. Michael Brown, that's it. You're exactly right. He became a rallying cry. I'm not saying that, and I think a lot of protesters would say that they're not saying that he was, some kind of saint or anything like that. But it's not like he was the first unarmed black man that had been shot in the United States. Now, I've seen the numbers, and I'm not entirely sure that black people are shot at a greater rate than blacks are, sort of convicted of crimes. And I find that, that's interesting and that's compelling information. But the hands up, don't shoot thing can refer to the fact that the United States has a rash of shootings. I mean, the police shoot twice as often as Canada, and Canada's much higher than the rest of the places. Iceland has shot and killed one person in the 50 or 60 years that they've been a country. Germany shot 7 or something, 12 in a year, and then the United States is like 1,200.
What I'm referring to, though, is the fact that if a policeman shoots a black man today, there will be protests tonight. It doesn't matter what there is about the whole situation. It's a crime against, Black Lives Matter. And I think people really, I don't like the police overstepping their bounds. But when the evidence comes out and it proves pretty much...
Now, hold on. I mean, the situation in Missouri, I would say, wasn't really a scene where there was much evidence that one could glean, because there wasn't any video of the actual shooting.
But there were black eyewitnesses who testified that Michael Brown charged the police officer while he was shooting.
Yeah, there were some of the charges. Right. There was a bunch of different information at the time, and you're right. Protesters got really whipped up. But don't you think that protesters were right when they were arguing about the Tamir Rice situation, where they police, hop out of a car and shoot a 12-year-old with an airsoft gun?
Did the kid have an airsoft gun or did he have a rifle?
He had an airsoft gun.
I don't think the police should have to be shot to prove what the kid had.
You could have a gun. Using that logic, I could claim everything's a threat. Right? I get that about a BB gun, do some police work. That means investigation. It doesn't mean shooting.
Yeah, you shouldn't just get to roll up on a scene and shoot somebody to death because you're afraid. The police are supposed to be a little more courageous.
I spent the 1980s with a plastic gun in my hand. I was 12 years old with a plastic gun in my hand, and no cop in Bradenton, Florida needed to come out and cap my ass.
And, Bob, thanks.
Okay,
go ahead.
But you were not probably threatening people on the sidewalk.
He wasn't threatening anyone either.
Well, pointing a kid pointing a plastic gun at people is distasteful. I will concur with you. But I pointed that gun at a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. I did the same stuff when I was a kid in Florida as well. Bob, thanks for the call tonight. It sounds like apologies for the police. I know he said he's a critic of the cops, but... It sounds like an apology.
Well, he's a critic of protesters, too.
Yeah.
And we read on the air, and I think that this bears talking about over and over again, is people generally just don't like protesters.
That's true. They don't.
They're just annoying. And
being shot by the cops are way more annoying than
I get it. But protesters are annoying, right? Like, you're going along with your life, dum-da-dum-dum-dum, coffee, dum-da-dum-dum-dum, you know, thinking about cars and girls and doing your thing, yeah, right?
And
then here comes this jerk wanting to talk about the thing that they want to talk about that's pulling your mind off of baseball and Kim Kardashian or whatever, and it's annoying. And protesters are annoying. I'm not gonna argue that for one second. That doesn't mean they're not right. It doesn't mean they're right. It doesn't mean any of those things.
Yeah, they're not always right, but I think more often than not, police protests, protests against police, police abuse and violence, and the militarization of the police are coming from the right place.
You'd have to be hard-pressed to be protesting the police and be wrong. Like, that would take some effort. I don't even know how you would accomplish that. I can't think of anything right now.
So let's change gears here. Since we're talking about gun control, Gary Johnson had something to say the other night on CNN. Now, this was getting a big bunch of play on Facebook and social media. Oh, my God, the Libertarians, first time ever, a CNN town hall for the Libertarian presidential candidates. And, you know, kudos to them for being able to pull that off. Unfortunately, this is why we've said, at least some of us on the show have said, watering down the message of liberty is not beneficial to the libertarian movement. But yet there are people like our very own Mark Edge who support this watered down nonsense. Let me give you the actual quote from Gary Johnson when talking about gun control. Quote, "I don't think our position would be making it easier to buy guns. We're not looking to roll back anything." But, I mean, just that far, I mean, there's more, but that one sentence, we're not looking to roll back anything. Are you kidding me? Libertarians across the board are interested in rolling back all kinds of regulations and controls in a variety of different areas, especially when it comes to guns. But going on, he says, but with regard to keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill, with regard to keeping guns out of the hands of potential terrorists, Bill talked about establishing a 1,000-person task force to potentially address that. A hotline. Look, we should be open to these discussions, unquote. Now, the story here is from Tom Knapp, who's a longtime libertarian activist within the Libertarian Party over at Napster.blogspot.com, where he actually cites what Gary Johnson says and then cites the Libertarian Party's platform planks in regards to those issues. Platform plank 1.9, quote, "We oppose all laws at any level of government restricting, registering, or monitoring the ownership, manufacture, or transfer of firearms or ammunition." So the Libertarian Party's platform is repeal all that crap. But Gary Johnson is saying on television, our position isn't to make it easier to buy guns. We're not looking to roll back anything. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at AdamandEve.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us in the remaining moments. Toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. If you like Free Talk Live, then please share our head talker. This is a way for you to sign up with your favorite social media, Twitter, Facebook, and there's a couple others. You sign up with your favorite social media, and then on Independence Day, 4th of July at noon Eastern Time, the head talker site will post to your social media on our behalf, and it will promote our new satellite fundraiser for 2016. So all at once, social media will see a bunch of posts all about this one thing, the satellite fundraiser for LRN.FM. So please, sign up for that. We're looking to get 200 people. We've got, I think, more than 30 already, so thank you to everyone who has signed up thus far. And it's kind of cool when you go to the Head Talker site, and you can do that by going to share.lrn.fm. When you do that, it'll show you how many people have already signed up and what the total social media reach is, in theory, of all of those people's friends, I guess, aggregated together. So it's kind of a neat little display with data on it. And you can add in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I believe Tumblr. You can do more than one if you want, or just do one, whatever you're comfortable with. But we would really appreciate your help. Please go to share.lrn.fm. It's an easy way. It just takes you a moment. Yeah, you do have to give them permission to post to your profile, but it's my understanding all they'll do is post that one thing.
It's just that one thing.
Yeah, that's it. So go to share.
I did it earlier today, and
okay, thank you.
I turned over both the Twitter and my Facebook, and I'm confident. I've used the Thunderclap in the past.
That's the one that charges you for the same thing. But
is that so? I could not speak to that. I have.
But it's the bigger, better known one, apparently, is Thunderclap.
So the Head Talker, I guess, is a free version, or at least for now?
For now.
Yeah.
Daryl Perry's used it a couple of times with some of the things he did, so that's where I got it.
I hate the name.
It's a terrible name.
Head Talker?
Yeah. Ugh. Doesn't make any sense. But it seems to work, so you can go and try it out at share.lrn.fm. Now, before we go on with what Gary Johnson had to say in the town hall, which just sounds like an absolute disaster for the ideas of liberty, there is something I have had in show prep here, Mark, for a couple of weeks. I've been holding on to it to say something nice about Gary Johnson.
It's hard, isn't it, buddy?
Every now and then he gets something right. And he did have an interview with CNN, Aaron Burnett, where he did say that marijuana does not make people stupid. Because apparently Mitt Romney did say that the drug makes people stupid. Well, Gary Johnson has now come out and said, quote, "I do not agree with that. As someone who has used marijuana, I do not agree with that." And he said that there's not been one documented death due to medical marijuana. He said, quote, "On the recreational side, I've always maintained that legalizing marijuana will lead overall to less substance abuse because it's so much safer than everything else that's out there, starting with alcohol." So,
well, if it just because it leads to less substance abuse doesn't mean that it doesn't make people stupid. I would say that by their nature, mood, and reality altering drugs do make people stupid. But that's coming from Mitt Romney, a Mormon who's never even drank caffeine, right? So most people aren't going to live the way he wants to live.
Right.
And that's fine. You know, you can live Mitt Romney's way or not live Mitt Romney's way when it comes to drugs. You don't get to live with his kind of money. And that's all fine and dandy. I think it's just, it makes him sound, once again, out of touch.
Well, and I think he might be distinguishing between making you stupid while you're on it versus long-term effects.
He may be.
As far as I know, there's no long-term effects of marijuana, although people do some pretty stupid things when they're on any drug.
I think you may be right there. He's not making it clear, but I think you're right, because what he has also said was that he has smoked marijuana within the last, I believe, 7 weeks or something like that, but that he won't do it if he's elected to president.
He said he was off of it for the campaign.
Yeah, I think so. So that suggests that he does believe there is some sort of an effect that might be deleterious, maybe temporarily or something.
Right, and if it didn't, nobody would do it, other than for medicinal purposes, obviously, but nobody would do it recreationally if it didn't make you stupid. I mean, you take drugs to check out a reality. If you're still here...
Well, I have used cannabis quite a bit through my adult life, and I don't feel like I'm dumber because of it. And I don't feel that I'm dumber when I'm on it either. It does, you know, it is a mild psychedelic, so it may allow you to think in a slightly different way than you would if you were sober. And I could see how some people would feel that that was an impairment, but in other ways, it's not. I mean, if you look at some of the art that has been created, the music that many of us love, a lot of that was created while the artist was high, usually on cannabis.
Well, do you think you make better or worse decisions while you're on weed?
I don't know. I don't have any way to figure that out.
Yeah, I think that there's the science of it is it's difficult to nail down. But I would say the science of whether or not you make better art or music of while on it is also not nailed down. There are studies that say that that's just not so. I would say what is sort of largely undeniable is that if somebody is going to use a mood-altering drug, that marijuana is the least dangerous of them, from what I can tell.
You ever seen the test where they have someone take LSD and then, like, every hour or half hour or something like that, draw a self-portrait? Fascinating. That looking at those pictures is absolutely amazing to look at, and some of it is very, very beautiful. So I guess determining whether something is good art or not is a totally subjective matter.
Sure.
I guess the only way you'd really know that is if you had the artist look back when they were sober and determine whether or not they liked their product better or not when they were high. But there's no real way to get an independent panel to decide whether or not.
Even, like, even if it does, if LSD somehow, even if we could determine for 100% LSD makes you make better art while you're on it, I can't think of much of anything that would be like a fair trade-off for that. Like, what am I willing to exchange in order to draw better pictures? Not much of anything. So the cost that it does have being on LSD far exceed...
Well, I don't know what the costs are. I mean, LSD, according to Steve Jobs, was one of the three most important things that happened in his life. So for some people, it's been a real benefit. Not that they're...
Well, it has recreational value, but I'm saying the mental...
It may have more than a recreational
value. You can't claim it's a benefit just because somebody says it's a benefit.
I'm not saying it'd be beneficial for everyone, Mark. I'm just saying that just because it's not a benefit for Melanie doesn't mean that it's not a benefit for other people.
Well, hold on. Just because Steve Jobs said it was a benefit doesn't mean it was a benefit. At one point, Steve Jobs thought it was a good idea not to get cancer treatment and died of cancer. Okay? So the fact is that just because somebody says something doesn't make it true.
Well,
you
it does. It's completely subjective.
And you need study.
No, you can't. You can't. You
yes,
can't study
you
this.
You could
it's,
study.
It's completely subjective whether or not you. Whether or not you think you benefited from a psychedelic journey is completely subjective. You
describe
can't study that.
But there's lots of things that I thought I benefited from while I was doing them, and then found out later that that was completely wrong.
Well, the thing is, he said that later on in his life. Was looking back, he determined that his trip on LSD was one of the most important things. Anyway, back to Gary Johnson. So that was the nice thing about Gary Johnson, was he said that marijuana is not making people stupid. Going on, though, with what he actually said on CNN at this town hall, speaking of marijuana, quote, "We are not espousing legalization of any drugs outside of marijuana. We're not advocating the legalization of any drugs, not heroin. No drugs legalized outside of marijuana. Keep the drugs illegal." Now, that wasn't all one sentence. There are several ellipses in there. So he said on multiple occasions during this interview to not legalize other drugs, only to legalize marijuana.
Okay, I remember watching this interview that's taken out of context.
Really?
Yeah. He said that he's not advocating it because he doesn't think it'll... Essentially, that he doesn't think it'll pass. He is in favor of legalization of everything, but that he's not actively working towards legalization of everything, which is, to me, two very different things.
All right. I'll have to watch the whole thing, because I heard this was just an absolute S show. But regardless, if he's not advocating for it, then he's still not following the Libertarian Party platform plank 1.7, which says we favor the repeal of all laws creating crimes without victims, such as the use of drugs for medicinal or recreational purposes. So to simply say they're not espousing legalization for other drugs, they're not advocating those drugs to be legal, is a clear violation of the Libertarian Party's party platform.
To say, let's take this one step at a time is not a violation of the Libertarian
Party. Because if he's saying, I don't think I can get this, therefore I'm going to work on other things. I mean, I have a lot of problems with Johnson, especially the gun thing is my biggest thing, but I don't think that's a violation of either the LP platform or just being a libertarian. If you're saying I can't...
The campaign has to be conducted in accordance with the platform of the party. This is another part of the party's bylaws. Technically, the Libertarian Party could pull Gary Johnson's candidacy from him, and there are some people within the party who are asking the Libertarian National Committee to do that. Now, it's probably not going to happen because libertarians are a bunch of cowards, and they, you know, they want this unprincipled person out there ruining the libertarian ideas on national television. But we're out of time to talk about this for tonight. There's more, and I might subject myself to actually watch this whole thing. We'll see you tomorrow.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.